10 o'clock. Our braai on the deck here at Cape Talk Studio in Greenpoint was quite a hit last week for Lester Tester. And there's one thing that we as South Africans share, and that is our love for braai. South Africa has, of course, given a lot to the world. 4 Nobel Peace Prize winners, Spratly Patty, the Dolos, the seawall structure, the creepy crawly. But most of all, we have given the world braai. Apparently, traditional African braai is a big hit in the UK summer at the moment. And I also hear in the US as well. We're teaching the world, lost thy gas barbecue. Leave that gas barbecue. Burn wood. Grow meat. And it's not just a South African gospel, but a Southern African gospel. Simon Chirembe is a Zimbabwean living in the UK. He's one of several South African or Southern African inspired businesses that are offering braai catering. Simon even catered for Boris and Carrie Johnson's first anniversary celebrations. Vos and chops and bride millers were apparently on the menu. Sounds like the average Saturday afternoon in many of our households. Simon Chirembe is the owner of Smoke and Braai in the UK. I'm deliberate when I say that it's a South African. Oh, let me send you back there, Simon. Let's try that again. Simon, I hope you can hear me. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Excellent. Simon, I'm quite deliberate when I say it is a Southern African gospel, the tradition of braai. Apparently, a huge hit in the UK. Companies are being set up by Zimbabwean and South African expats living in the UK at the moment, offering braai catering businesses and even offering even the things that go with it, from boerewors, traditional boerewors, to proper wood to build a braai. It's a big hit in the UK summer at the moment.
Yes, yeah, certainly it is. I think there's a big movement coming in for that whole Southern African cuisine. And we've seen a lot of people, not just from a street food traders, restaurants as well, and also people like actually sourcing some of the things, like you mentioned, the wood, the bulwurst, biltong, you know, all that kind of stuff is now coming in. It's a great thing to see.
When I say Southern African influence, I mean that South Africa, we may be a little bit protectionist around the concept of braai, but across Southern Africa, and whether I'm talking about South Africa, Namibia, Botswana, Zimbabwe, Eswatini, Lesotho, Mozambique, we all have this cultural phenomenon of lighting wood, grilling meat, gathering around the fire and having the social event.
Yeah, definitely, certainly. And I think that's one of when I set up Smoke and Braai, it is in the name itself, you know. And I lived out in the States, and obviously in the States they used to do cookouts, barbecue, similar kind of vibes that you'd have with a braai. And that's why I wanted to do Smoke and Braai, because it's two different worlds that do exactly the same thing. Yes. Mm. Each one has its own little speck of difference, but essentially you're all coming together, light a fire, cook, you know, gather, have fun, you know, everyone's happy kind of thing.
Where do you source your boerewors? I understand, and I know that there is a certain legislation in South Africa that you need a certain level of meat and fat to consider it to be traditional boerewors. Where do you get your boerewors, and not just your bangers or your chipolatas or whatever they decide to put on a braai there?
So we actually making it ourselves. We're working closely with the farm. We're using their own meat, so they got grass fed beef that they do, and then, you know, that's how we're able to sort of make sure that we are happy with our ratios. And we tried, you know, before we even started doing it, we tried many different recipes. Because obviously the beef itself is different. You know, beef from Africa has got a different texture, a different flavor. to the booth here in the UK, as well as when you go to the States, the booth there is different to the UK and in Africa. So we've had to sort of play with different recipes to get what works. And, you know, like you mentioned before, there's a lot of expats from Southern Africa who, when they come, when they taste it, they're like, yeah, that is Boerewors. That's how, you know, how you're supposed to have it. Because, you know, like you mentioned earlier, the growth of the Southern African scene, we've seen a lot of people, you know, getting into it, trying it, not quite getting it, and you know, it is one of those things where you're working with different ingredients that you need to now adjust to, because it's not like you can import beef just to make Boerewors in the UK. You know, like you mentioned about legislation and everything. So yeah, it's one of those things we've had to over time perfect.
I once got into very, very big trouble. I was in Iowa, in Iowa City, in Iowa, in the United States, and I wanted to show people how to cook a South African braai. It was a woody area, but it was a suburban area, and there was a woods. And I went into the wood and I started getting together tinder. The people had a fireplace, so there was, you know, chopped wood, and I was going to light a South African braai fire. And not only they asked, what are you doing? Because we have the gas braai. They also said, no, we have codes. We have legislation. You can't just light a fire anywhere. So I nearly got into big trouble. Is it a similar case, you know, in built up London, or maybe some in other parts of the UK? Gas seemingly, you know, safer and too code when it comes to, you know, legislation around open fires. Here in South Africa and Zimbabwe, of course, whenever we just make a clearing, get out and get our wood, pack the rocks, we're going to braai.
And that's one of the things we found, you know, when we do events, and one of the criteria that we have to now make sure is pretty clear to everybody to say, you know, we are coming, you know, to light fires. You know, we're not coming here to turn on gas and cook for you. We're going to have fires going. And there's some places that, you know, you can't light fires, and therefore we just say, okay, we can't do it, because that is part and parcel of what we come with. And you're right, you know, I've had to make it quite clear that we're not going to compromise in terms of how we cook in our food. It's part of the experience. It's part of the culture, and it actually, it's what draws people to us. When we do car events, people smell it. They are drawn to the smell. They're drawn to that, you know, to the vibe that comes with it. So yeah.
Gosh, you are an evangelist. You are an evangelist of braai. But here's an important question from one of our listeners: does Britain even have the right braai weather?
It's been quite hot recently. I don't know if you're aware, a couple of weeks ago we had a heat wave. And, you know, yeah, with the weather's been really good. Yes, Britain's known for being very wet and miserable, but so far we've had a pretty good summer. And, I mean, amongst a lot of the expats, whether South African or Zimbabwean, or, you know, whenever there's a chance to light the fires, we do. If we want to get together, we would do it. I mean, I've had guys in winter, you know, with friends. But yeah, no, we've been lucky. Like I said, the weather's been really good this summer so far. So there's been a lot of you know, braais happening, and yeah, I'm sure people have got a lot of stories to tell.
Simon, I got into a heck of a lot of trouble last week here at our studios. We decided to braai on the balcony. We didn't ask the building manager for permission, but it was drizzling. Yeah, it's windy at the moment. It was drizzling, but we had a braai on air on studio last week. So we didn't necessarily, it's the South Africa, the Southern African mentality. It's better to ask for forgiveness, than to ask for permission. I know that we've discussed, and I told you I wasn't going to ambush you. You have an NDA signed, with Bojo. You can just say, because people are asking what you cooked. I'm been reading the Times and the Guardian piece. There was Boerewors, there was braai mealies. There is someone who is familiar with Zimbabwe and asks if, with your Zimbabwean style braaiing, do you serve satsa with wors, tomato, and onion, sort of that chakalaka smurky mix, as we call it here in South Africa. What do you offer that is a little bit South African, a little bit Zimbabwean when it comes to braai?
So we do mealies or maize, but obviously again here it's hard to get your hands on the right maize that we have back in Africa. So a lot of the times we have to settle for corn, but we dry that over the fire, and then what we do a bit different again. The whole thing about smoking rice fusion, it's taking a bit of all the cultures that love to cook with fire. So we take chimichurri, which is like a fresh dressing with a bit of chili and herbs and olive oil, and then we brush the mealies or maize or corn with that dressing on after it's been cooked on the fire. Obviously, the other thing is we've done things like supper clubs. I don't know if you've heard of supper clubs or if you've seen them, where you have a small group of people and you do like a 3-4-course meal. That's when we can actually try dishes that, you know, again, our fusions are a bit of Zimbabwean or a bit of Southern African. So like, you know, the greens with peanut butter, gori, so it's called. But it's quite difficult to do certain dishes like that are heartfelt, like oxtails and things like that, because your market here, you know, is slowly getting there. You know, there's some things that I think the market's not quite ready for it. So you've got to ease them in. And that's why things like supper clubs are great, because you can advertise the menu, you can promote it, and the few people that come, you know, they get to try it out, and then maybe go tell their friends. And slowly but surely, you know, the word will start spreading.
Well, Simon Chiremba, from the Book of Tongues, spreading the gospel as verse 1, passage 2 of the Book of Tongues, thou shalt spread the word of braai wherever you go around the world.
Thank you.
Simon Chiremba, owner of Smoke and Braai, is just one of many Southern African businesses that are offering the experience of braai, not that rubbish barbecue, gas barbecue nonsense that they have there, but the spirit, the conversation, the socialization of wood and coal braai in the UK. 021-446-0567.